final whistle goes, we can scarcely believe our eyes. The big thing to say is we're 3-0 down, it's only half-time, and Liverpool's history, we never do things the easy way, we always like to do things the hard way, but we need a massive performance of Barcelona, Istanbul proportions in that second leg in Italy, because Liverpool have lost this by 3-0. Harvey Elliott at 0-0, curled an effort against the angle of Barr, and then it hit the post. That probably summed up the night. A mistake defensively on the right-hand side, into the box, free with Scamacca. Kelleher maybe should have kept it out, it went in. Kelleher with a big save on the stroke of our time, but we continue to miss chances. Darwin Nunez, wasteful in front of goal, missed a big chance one-on-one in the first half as well. But then Scamacca scored again on a counter-attack. Salah had a goal disallowed for offside. And then a mistake by Szoboszlai let in Pesalic, who pounced from a save to score. It's Liverpool 0, Atalanta 3.
Welcome to The Reaction. I am Becky Davis, and for this episode, I'm joined by Neil Mellor and David Thompson to reflect on Liverpool's 3-0 defeat to Atalanta in this first leg quarterfinal of the Europa League. Coming up, we will hear from the boss, Jurgen Klopp, on this deeply disappointing result. But first, to get the reaction from Neil and David here tonight. David, I think it's disbelief, really, in what we've just witnessed.
I'm not surprised by Atalanta's performance, because I had every faith that they'd come and they'd have a go, they'd be on the front foot, it'd make things difficult for us, but really surprised by the scoreline. And if I'm honest, 3-0 flattered us, it could have been more.
Atalanta deserve credit. You mentioned that they're a decent outfit. I think the scoreline makes it look more emphatic. We've had chances again tonight. I think that's the big thing. If you don't take the chances at key moments in the game, I thought they punished us tonight. I think that was the difference. They were ruthless. They were clinical at key moments in the game, and we weren't. We had two chances at 0-0. We didn't take them. They score, albeit a little bit fortunately. I think we start the second half well. Again, we miss a couple of chances to get the equaliser. They score against the run of play, and it sort of deflated us a little bit. And the third goal was a little bit of quality. And again, it's avoidable, but we don't take our chances. We've had enough chances out there tonight, and it is a big shocker. Of course, it's a big shock. We've not been used to this position before. I mean, the defeats we've had have been narrow this season, but that was a little reminder that we've got it all to do in the second leg. We're fortunate this is a second game. You know, it wasn't just a one-off game. There is a second game, and all to do. This group is capable, but they're going to have to be absolutely at it for that second leg.
Yeah, it is a massive second leg Liverpool have in store now. It was a tough night here at Anfield. And as Neil said at times tonight, Liverpool, I guess their own worst enemies, you'd have to say.
We really struggled. You know, they pressed us, they put men forward, and they made it difficult for us. That then, in turn, forced Kelleher to kick long balls. We've not got the height to deal with long balls. We've not got the physicality. They have. So we played right into their hands, and you know, you have to give them a lot of credit. I think Gasperini is he's a very good tactician. Their system really suits European football. We spoke about that before the game, and you know, full credit to them. But I think 3-0 is a really 2-0. We've got a chance. I think 3-0 is a really difficult scoreline, and I know we're saying it is half time, but it's a difficult scoreline to go and try and peg back.
They punished us, and maybe we got away with it. Certainly did against United, because we missed chances and they don't have the attack to really hurt us. Yeah. Atalanta did. Atalanta have a really well-organised team. They were absolutely at it. You have to say they were at it. They were up for the game. They got some quality players.
They had a chance after the first minute and a half.
Good save from Keller.
Yeah, great save. And you know, we were looking not to be one down within a minute and a half. So, you know, it's... It is a shock. It's a massive shock. 3-0 is a massive shock. But the chances and, you know, the way we perform, we really struggled with their system. I think, you know, at times we had huge gaps because we were trying to play out from the back. And what's happening there is we're trying to get a rotation because there was so much pressure on the ball that when we're trying to do that rotation, players get caught out of position. That pressure, I thought it would ease off after about 60, 70 minutes. I didn't think they would be able to maintain that pressure, Mills. They kept it going right until the very end, and they could have had another one.
Yeah, but I think the second goal shifted the momentum massively, didn't it? Because at 1-0, half-time, made three changes. The manager wants a reaction. I thought there was a reaction. A couple of chances where you're thinking, could we have got the equalising goal? We didn't. their second goal came against a run of play and it gave them a big lift. And all of a sudden we had to go again, a couple of half chances again, and then they end up getting the third goal. And you're thinking, wow, we were saying at 2-0, we were sat next to each other saying, if we get one goal back, all of a sudden that's a scoreline. And then they go down the other end and make it 3-0. We've done it before, and people will talk about the Barcelona game, and maybe as we get closer to that second leg, more talk of that will start to happen. It's going to take something quite incredible for us to overturn this one against a real decent side in Atalanta.
It certainly is, but we've seen them do it in the past in various situations. I mean, you said there about how Atalanta just literally went at it for the whole 90, but then when the final whistle went, they were on the pitch almost, I think, in shock themselves at what they'd managed to do.
I think they probably knew they were going to come here and put a performance in and put a shift in, because that's what they do. That's not unusual for them. That performance and system, the way they play, there's a relentlessness about them. You know, they've got the fifth highest ball recoveries in Serie A in an opponent's half. You know, they're the third highest match tempo. In terms of when they recover the ball, the playing passes, quick passes, the driving forward, the breaking the line. So it doesn't come as a shock, really. It shouldn't have come as a shock to the lads on the pitch. That's how Atalanta play. It was no secret. That's what they do in Serie A. That's what they do in Europe. But we looked really surprised today. But also, I think we looked a little bit flat. I think, you know, the last month, everything what we've been through, you know, the disappointments in the FA Cup, you know, the announcement from the gaffer, I think the whole emotional roller coaster just looked like it come to a head a little bit tonight, because it felt like a friendly match in the ground. Normally a European night at Anfield, the crowd's up for it, you know, the flags are waving and everything's going, and it's crazy. But
there was a lot of expectancy. There's a lot of talk about Dublin, the final, Europa
maybe,
League.
Maybe I jinxed it before the game.
Yeah. But there's been a lot of talk about that. And also, if you're not at it, you'll get punished. And tonight, we were punished by a side who were certainly up for it. They were organised and they were clinical. We didn't take our chances, they did.
Listen, you've both been in dressing rooms after difficult results. That will be a tough place to be tonight, Tomo. What will the boss be saying to the team right now?
Well, I think it's difficult to have a go at the lads because of everything what they give us all season. I mean, the squad's been stretched, but the warning signs have been there. You know, the chances that teams have been creating against us, we've not conceded it, we've not kept a clean sheet for, I think it's 7 games now. So the warning signs have been there. But it's difficult to have a go at the lads. They gave everything. You know, we've had so many injuries to deal with, so many setbacks this year. And I think it's just taken its toll a little bit. And I think he'll just be trying to pick them up again for Sunday, because Sunday it's an important one. We've got to go and get three points again. Yeah, it's disappointment, but put it to the back of the mind. Let's focus again on Sunday. They come and you get a good chance to turn it round on Sunday. We put a great performance in. We forget about this match.
Yeah, what will the boss be saying, do you think, now? He is the man, if anyone can, to pick his players up in this situation.
I think he'll be honest to them after the game, because for us, that's not a good enough result performance against Atalanta. I also think he'll be making them aware there's still a lot left to play for. It's up to the players now how they react, how they respond. They're the sort of group that won't be feeling sorry for themselves. They've got another game coming round very quickly. And then that's when the schedule really does get intense, isn't it? What is it, 5 games in 13 days? 5 games in less than 2 weeks. Yeah. There's no time to be dwelling on what's happened tonight. Chance to put it right on Sunday. The momentum can shift. The feel-good factor can shift. And we do have the firepower to go out there and score goals. Yep. So that is a big factor. It has to be a factor. Atalanta know that. That's why they were celebrating at the end, because that was a massive result for them. That result will probably send shockwaves around Europe. No one would have probably thought they'd get a draw tonight. They've ended up getting a win, and a handsome win at that, to give them a decent advantage going into that second leg. This group of players have done a lot of good things. Second leg's going to have to be incredible, but there's still so much to play for in the Premier League, and that's where we refocus for the Premier League, because that's a big game on Sunday against Crystal Palace.
Yeah, they've got to pick themselves up. I think tonight's performance, I don't think they looked tired physically. You know, I think the performance was still there physically, but I think mentally we looked a little bit fatigued today. We looked a little bit like we ran out of ideas around the box, and that's not us. And I think the warning signs were there on Sunday a little bit, particularly around Darwin Núñez. He's still giving you the physical output, but he's not giving you the instinct he normally has around the box. And I think sometimes It's just a little bit of mental fatigue, so maybe the lads have got to pick themselves up, rest up, recover, recuperate, take themselves away from it for a few days, come back in fresh on Sunday and, you know, put the points on the board.
Not going to have 20, 30 shots every game, are you? So games like this, you sometimes have to be a little bit more clinical. I'm thinking of some of the chances we've had when obviously Nunes goes 1v1 with the goalkeeper, hits it at the goal, hits it wide rather than taking it round him. Harvey Elliott, when he hits the post, really unlucky. You know, another day that hits the post, comes back to a player and we tap it in. Nunes over at 1-0 second half. That was a decent chance as well. The save from Salah. These are all at 1-0 when we're still in the game before the game sort of gets a little bit more in their favour.
Just a quick break in today's show to remind you that there are two series of We Are Liverpool available to listen to wherever you get your podcasts. It's where you'll hear from current and former players about their lives off the pitch and career on it. We've got Andy Robertson's car-sharing stories with his brother, Lucas Leiva's humbling phone call to Jurgen Klopp after he left the club, how Curtis Jones celebrated that goal against Everton in the FA Cup, why Dirk Kuyt played a key role in Luis Suarez signing from Ajax, and lots more fascinating insights and stories ready for you to hear. Every episode of We Are Liverpool is available now, and make sure to give us a follow so you don't miss any future shows. Right, let's get back to today's show. We spoke about obviously the return leg, and then that is the start of a really difficult period of, I think it's 4 away games on the spin as well. So just so frustrating that this has gone this way tonight. We've not been able to sew it up in the first leg, which was obviously the ideal scenario.
Yeah, we said, we knew it wasn't going to be easy, quarter final. We just wanted any kind of advantage. You know, there was an expectation that we'd win the game. We haven't. But like you say, 4 away games after Crystal Palace at the weekend, and there's loads left to play for, of course there is. I mean, the Premier League title would be an unbelievable achievement this season. If we win all 7 games, you know, this feeling now, and it's not a nice feeling, we're sat here having been beaten and who knows what's going to happen in the second leg. If we were to go on and win the Premier League title this year, it would be an incredible season. That's what we can do. That's what we can achieve. That is the biggest and the ultimate prize, and it's still there for us. We can't be feeling sorry for ourselves with nights like tonight. So Sunday's big. Get the 3 points against Palace. Hope that perhaps Villa do us a favour against Arsenal or Luton at City. You just don't know in football. You really don't. So
it's not impossible either that we go over to Birmingham and we can turn this round 3-0. You know, it's not impossible. Obviously, there's no away goals anymore, so it is just a straight fight out. So, you know, it's not insurmountable, but it's really difficult. But, you know, shocked is probably the word that I would use for me now.
Yeah, I mean, as we say, though, the important thing is to focus on the bigger picture, Mel, as you're talking about the league there. I mean, that is critical now to not lose, not let this affect the momentum in the Premier League.
Yeah, absolutely. We haven't had this feeling too often because we've been so good. So it is strange, you know. You think about some of the defeats we've had, which, you know, the one at Spurs this season, the one at Arsenal in the Premier League. Obviously, United didn't do it in 90 minutes extra time. So there's not been many defeats this season, and so it's a strange sort of feeling. That's where you're hoping that the lads can, with the leaders, sort of get together and say, right, it's gone. Can't change this. Can maybe change the second leg, but it's all about refocusing now for Sunday. And, you know, we had, what, 6 changes tonight? A number of changes. Made a few at half-time as well. So, listen, the lads will be desperate to play at the weekend. Let's try and get this out of the system.
The one positive there, when Jota came on, he looked quite sharp and lively and eager to get back onto the pitch. So, you know, he's back in the fold for Sunday as well. So, that's one positive we can take out of it, I suppose, if you're clutching at straws. But
I think you've kind of got to try and always take a positive in situations in life, haven't you? And I suppose, Diogo Jota did look, to be fair, when he came on, Liverpool did look more threatening. That's obviously what we would expect him to offer. But to have him for the run-in, you know, as David said, maybe we're clutching at straws on a difficult night, but it is a positive to take.
There's still a lot of football left to play, and he's a player who, given some of the chances tonight, he probably sat on the bench thinking, oh, I'd love that chance, because he is sort of that clinical sort of attacking player. So it's about building his minutes up, his sharpness, because we know that he can be the difference in games, and he's a goal scorer. So having him back out there was a big, and for the crowd as well, to see him as well, knowing that this was our third game in April, there's still five more, plus what's ahead in May. And Jota will get plenty of minutes, so it's great to see him back out there. That is a big positive. I thought Gakpo was sharp tonight as well. I thought he would got on
sharp
the ball
in the first half. I think second half he was a little bit off the boil. You know, it's they dealt with him really well. You know, they changed their tactics a little bit. And they went man for man for most of our players, and it's difficult. I mean, our lads won't be used to that sort of performance. But I watched a similar type of performance from Bournemouth. Probably about 5-6 weeks ago when they played Manchester City. You know, Manchester City played 4-3-3. Bournemouth set up exactly like this. They pressed them, they went man for man, they forced them to kick the ball long, they made it difficult for them, they stayed in the game, and they created chances on the back of that. Manchester City were frustrated, and that's exactly what happened to us today. We were really frustrated. We couldn't play our normal game. We couldn't, you know, get the passes going. We couldn't retain possession. Whenever we did get possession, you know, they made fouls, make sure it was disjointed and the flow of the game stopped the crowd getting up. And they deserve a lot of credit today, Atalanta. I would say it is the players, it wasn't a lack of respect from the players. Yeah. I just feel like it was a little bit of fatigue maybe creeping in, and a great performance from Atalanta probably surprised themselves. The manager looked delighted on the pitch, on the side of the pitch.
How do you get this out of your system as players then over the next few days? Because there can be no time at all to dwell on this, Mills.
Well, exactly that. It's gone. Can't change that. What we can do is change the next game. So I think that's been a strength of the group, because you mentioned about there's been times this season, you've seen it, Tomo, haven't you, when Liverpool have gone behind and the mentality has been to get back into games and win games. I think Liverpool maybe have the record in the Premier League for that. So despite having setbacks at times this season, they've shown that mentality to turn things around. And that's what it's going to have to be from now.
Well, substitutions have made an impact in 49 goals this season. So it's by far and away the best in the Premier League. And I think when we made the substitutions at half-time, we were just expecting, going into the Kop end, that things would change. But, you know, fair play to Atalanta. That was a really...
Salah nearly scored. He comes on at half-time, and that was a good save from the goalie. Yeah, the power nearly beat him. Remember, that was at 1-0. Equaliser.
I said that's a half chance.
I thought it was a good save.
It was a good save, yeah. Well,
let's go through the goals. I'm loath to do that, but we're going to have to offer a little bit of analysis to them, at least. I mean, the first one, Scamacca, obviously he's really in form at the moment. 5 goals in his last 7 games for Atalanta. Former West Ham player, you might remember from his time in the Premier League. With this goal, there were so many Liverpool shirts around him at the time, Mels, but just... no one closing him down.
Yeah, but cross comes in from the right hand side.
Good cutback, wasn't it?
Good cutback. Probably not enough pressure on that. I think when it comes back to Scamacca, I don't think he caught it the way he would have really wanted to. And Keller, who's been absolutely superb, I think he'd be disappointed he's not saved that. I think we'd expect him to have saved that. It's gone under him. He has been absolutely superb in the absence of Alisson. So we can't be too critical, because there's still a long way to go. But I think he'll be disappointed that one went in.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. But when Atalanta are pressing that high up and they win the ball, you know, it's a quick break into the box and a cutback. And when you say, oh, someone should have been picking them up there, well, that's how they catch you out, because they don't give you that time to recover. When they're pressing that high up, they win it in your half, straight on top of you, and it's, you know, one mistake and it's in the back of the net. Yeah, I'm sure the goalkeeper would be disappointed with himself there, but
I'm sure he will be, but he has, and also we are indebted to him. I think first minute Atalanta had a bit of a sitter where, you know, he made it, I think it came off his face in the end, that shot. And then there was one from Kopmanis just before half time, I think, which obviously would have been at a critical time to score, and that was a great save as well.
We wouldn't be in a position in the Premier League to really challenge Arsenal if it wasn't for some of the saves Keller has made in some games. So, OK, this one, it's gone. It's one of those things where I've not seen that happen from him this season. Probably should have saved it. He's not. But there's still enough time left in that game to get something and change the momentum.
Yeah, there were a few, you know, what-if moments, I suppose. It was Harvey Elliott hit the bar. I think it was the underside of the bar / the post. Curtis Jones had a shot, didn't he? Andy Robertson off the line quite near the end as well, but just... obviously, clearly not our night by any stretch.
Well, the first goal is always important, and that gave Atalanta a massive lift. Of course it did. They come to Anfield, they've got the first goal. All of a sudden they're thinking, OK, this could be a good night for us, a good result. The two chances that spring to mind are certainly that Harvey Elliott one. I thought it was unlucky. Is it the bar? Is it the post? That could have gone anywhere. It could have gone in. It could have come to a Liverpool player. I think the Nunes one's a big chance. You know, yeah. I think he'd go around the goalie and put it into the net. Wow. That's at 0-0. That felt like a big chance because the 1-0 scoreline to Atalanta, it gave them belief and confidence. We might get something here because I think they would have been a little bit fragile at 0-0 if we'd have got that opening goal. How they would have reacted and that certainly gave them a big lift. The opener.
Yeah, the second goal again. Of course, it was Scamacca. He found himself in a lot of space with this one, David.
Yeah, again, you know, it's not like you know, we've just like allowed him to have that space. They've earned the right. To you know, to we're disjointed. We give the ball away, they press us high, we give the ball away. And, you know, it's one ball down the side, he's onside, and it's a great ball into the box. And what a marvellous finish it was from Scamacca, you know, it's on the half volley. And he's a quality player. I was surprised to see him leave West Ham last year, actually. I think, you know, he had his problems with injury, but every time he played, he was impressive. You know, he's physical, he was jumping high for the ball, always winning the headers, and... I thought his performance tonight, he scored two goals and he set one up. I thought he was absolutely magnificent. And you can understand now why West Ham paid €30 million for him.
Yeah, Kotmanis almost scored the third a few minutes after that. I think dragged it quite wide, didn't he? But he had quite a few good opportunities tonight, to be fair. He could have had a few himself.
Yeah, that was a big one. Yeah, that was a big chance. You know, you're thinking, call 3-0. And it did end up being 3-0. That felt like a big chance. Their second goal was against the run of play. Liverpool did start the second half the better. A couple of moments where the subs were involved, where we could have got ourselves back into the game to equalise. And that second goal, again, gave them more belief.
Yeah, gave them something more to hang on to, didn't it? But
more confidence that they could have. I have to agree with the finish from Scamacca. Calm. So calm. You're thinking, how's he got that much space? But he found the space at the back post. We didn't stop the cross. He's got the space at the back post. That was a decent finish from him.
Yeah, and the third was obviously the most difficult one. There was maybe a difficult moment for Dominic Szoboszlai in the build-up to it. And
yeah, I don't think I've seen him give the ball away in the whole time he's been here,
yeah,
really.
Exactly.
I think it was a really uncharacteristic mistake. I thought he was doing OK up until that point, and then he gave the ball away. And you know, it was another great pass from Scamacca. It looked like he was angling to take the shot, and it was good vision. He just a little dink in. Good save from Kelleher, but if you know, it falls. Who got the third goal?
Number 8, wasn't it?
Yes.
You know how to pronounce his name?
Pasalic, yes, Pasalic. It was Pasalic, yeah. Pasalic. I didn't know if it was Koopmeiners or Pasalic, yeah. But Pasalic had a good game as well today. He came in from the fold. It was a very, very commanding performance. He's a midfielder, he was trying to link attack. He scored 4 goals this season, that was his 5th, so. Yeah, he's a handful. They had a few players are a handful today. Physical, strong and quick.
They certainly did. Listen, you don't want to hear any more from us. You want to hear it from the Liverpool manager. Here is Jurgen Klopp's reaction to tonight's result.
Oh, we can make this the shortest press conference of all time. It just was a really bad game. Oh, my God. So we started well, really well, and then didn't continue. Before they scored even, but we just lost the plot a little bit, like we were everywhere and nowhere. So we midfield was spread like that. Right midfielder, left side, right left midfield back, strike was whoop. I didn't recognize it a bit, but that was really strange. But so that'd be in football terms, that's tactical discipline. But anyhow, we had always had a big chance, I think, from Darwin, and then unlucky with Harvey. Then they scored a goal, and then we kept playing into their cards, to be honest, in their hands. So, and a really good example how it could have looked is the goal we score, because that's, I think, striker wide. Fullback underlap in a massive space, arrives at all time in the world, pass the ball, and most scores a goal. It was an offside, but that's one thing. But I don't know, we should have had these situations more often. We didn't use the man marking, besides that, I would say, a lot. Then Diogo came on, he's now just to make sure we cannot use him now, and just because we think now he's the solution for whatever, he needs time as well, but he came on and just. No bad experience or whatever in the whole game or for weeks and months, so just happy to play, and you could see that changed a lot. Eh? So, we played a bad game. We deserve to lose, and we must feel that now. But the boys have exactly this night to feel bad about it, and then we have to build up again for the Crystal Palace game. Eh? So that's how it is. And nobody thinks in the moment. I mean, you asked me probably about the game next Thursday, but there's Crystal Palace in between. So congratulations, Atalanta. Really well done. That's it.
You can just put your finger on why the team didn't click, why it didn't work tonight.
No, it's easy. Atalanta is causing as many teams problems with the way they defend. So, obviously. Maybe I'm wrong, but I cannot now remember a situation where they outplayed us. It's just they won the ball, and then they went from there. So that's a good idea. You need a lot of tactical discipline to do what they did. They played that man marking over the whole pitch, as Ederson pressing whoever Curtis in our own box, stuff like that. So you know, and that was the reason why they won the game, because in these moments you just want to win the ball. And the reason and man marking is uncomfortable when you are not on top of your game. That's why so many teams might play it again, because if you are in a better playing mood than we were tonight, then you can cause massive problems, but we didn't. So that's the reason. They defended us and we didn't try it long enough to play. So then we just suffered from their way, the way they defended. That's pretty much the explanation. That's the one point.
You made several changes in starting 11. You brought three of the regulars back on at half-time. And then with the benefit of hindsight, would you have started people like Salah and Robertson and Szoboszlai, or was it not possible?
Yeah, that's how it is. When you lose a game, then your changes are questionable. I get that 100%. For the reasons I did it, I would do it exactly the same way again. Yeah, how's that? If we want to be good in the rest of the season, we have to make changes. We have to. Today, I wouldn't. Who did we change? Harvey was all right. That was not Harvey. We didn't take off the three worst players. And I mean, that's probably what people make of it. That's how the boys looked at halftime. Nobody wants to. Curtis came back from injury. You could see good moments, and then again. So it was the most important training session he had now since he's back. 45 minutes, going over the point constantly. Harvey was all right. Costi, not a lot of rhythm. So then you think, okay, come on, give the game a chance. By the way, we lost the second half 2-0 and the first half 1-0. So I don't know which one was now better. It's just how it is. And it's absolutely fine. I am responsible for this result, first and foremost. I know that. But a decision, anyway, I would probably take the same.
Jürgen, do you still believe this tie is alive? Do you think you can turn it around?
I believe that that's not the moment to talk about that. So what I can say already, I'm not in the mood to think now about a game which is in a week's time when we have another one in between. But what we definitely will try for that, we have to play really good. We try to win the game there. And then we will see what we can do from there. But that's now not the moment for being, I don't even know what the saying is for that, having a big mouth and just telling them what we'll do there. We have to play a really good game when we arrive there. But this was probably a low point for us performance-wise tonight, I would say, for a long time. So I think it should be possible to play a little bit better. And if you can play a little bit better, you can play much better as well. But first and foremost now, Sunday. That's much more important now.
Jürgen Klopp, magnanimous in defeat, I think it's fair to say there, and telling it like it is, Neil, which he often does, and, you know, he's clearly disappointed, but at the same time, some home truths in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Credit to Atalanta. You know, he was very honest in that assessment, because they were impressive tonight. I think he mentioned it in his pre-match press conference. They will be organised and be tactically disciplined, which is a big ask when you come to Anfield to be that tactically disciplined and do your jobs man for man, which is what they did. Every one of those players out there for Atalanta did the jobs and needed to get this result tonight, and that was the big factor.
But we still had moments. We still had moments in the game where it could have been a completely different outcome. But yeah, Atalanta deserved the credit because of how tactically disciplined they were.
Yeah, the Atalanta fans, you might be able to hear them just walking past us right now. Obviously, they are beyond delighted tonight. I mean, your thoughts on the boss's reaction there?
I think he's being very realistic there. You know, he was pressed on what went wrong, and I think the problems we had tonight is we didn't deal with the pressure. You know, we had to be brave on the ball, and I don't think we were confident enough to be brave on the ball tonight. That was real intense pressure. You know, it's a completely unique scenario to play like that. I think teams can only play like that in Europe with that, and they maintained that for 90 minutes. That's what was really surprising to me. Obviously, it's easier to hang on to a one-goal lead, a two-goal lead, and you find the energy from somewhere, and then they got the third goal and it was all over. But I think the gaffer was, you know, honest in his assessment there. We didn't cope.
They wouldn't have got away with it if they weren't all at it. If a couple of them weren't at it and switched off, we'd have probably made the most of it and maybe got more opportunities, but they weren't. They were all at it. And it was a massive night for Atalanta and a disappointing one for us.
Yeah, it certainly was. The boss obviously now has the task on his hands, Mels, of picking them up for Crystal Palace this weekend. And back to the Premier League, clearly the message is clear. There could be no margin for error now in these remaining games.
No. So what do we play? We're playing second, is it? City play first on the Saturday. I feel as though you prefer to be playing first in this battle. There's three teams going for the title, us being one of them. If you're playing first, you can just focus on yourself and put the pressure back on them too. City play first against Luton. We think they'll win that game. So we know that we'll have to get the 3 points against Crystal Palace. Their best players back fit. That's what you have to say. Crystal Palace with Elise is a different Crystal Palace. They then have a threat. But I expect a reaction from tonight for Sunday.
And that is it from The Reaction. My thanks to Neil Mellor and David Thompson for their analysis. We are back on Sunday when we'll be looking back at Liverpool taking on Crystal Palace in the Premier League. Until then, if you haven't already, please do give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts to make sure you don't miss an episode when they drop. We'll see you next time.